There we go. Kenosha Sports Extra, Pat Hegewald, podcast number 2. We will get to Tommy Watchering and football soon enough, but we are going to start off with our artistic side. Our artistic side features resident art expert and most excellent artist and former Kenoshan, Miss Maria Terabassi. Maria, welcome to Kenosha Sports Extra.
Hi, thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you back. You're just, your energy over the phone is a beautiful thing. But we talked.
Oh, thanks, Pat.
We talked about an upcoming thing that you have called The Climb. And for those mm-hmm. that don't know, Maria's Chicago-based. She's you're going to be able to see on the podcast page some of her work and some of the things that she's involved in. I've had her on my show on WLIP multiple times, and just a really, really solid voice of the art community of not only Chicago, but for artists everywhere. So first and foremost, Maria, tell us a little bit about The Climb itself and just a quick synopsis of what people can expect.
Well, you know, we've all been through a lot. We know that. So what's happening is this is like an evolved, you know, art event that is connected with the environment and with individuals and what's happening globally and universally. So we have a kind of a metaphorical, wonderful show that involves a lot of artists. The Climb itself is a little bit more specific to my art, to Terabassi art, and it has to do with one metaphor, you could say, slaying the dragon within. So I don't want to give away too much of the show, but you start kind of in a deep place, like the lower depths, and you actually climb up 4 flights of steps and landings that sort of build to this, you know, kind of uplifting place, and it's full of art, paintings, but it's in context of some other really cool things that involve all the neighbors in this art community, this immediate block actually.
So before we get too far about anything, how's the neighborhoods been going? I mean, last time we talked, and this was our combined brain power, but it's like it kind of sucked because the artist will move into an area because starving artists need an area that they can survive in, and they'll make it really, really, really cool and really chic, if you will, and all of a sudden the speculators will come in and they'll just buy it all up, they'll move the artists out, and they'll sell it to the people who make a lot of money in Chicago. Are we still going through that on a daily basis?
Listen, Pat, I'm so happy you asked that, because there is now like an equilibrium. I mean, we have seen it all right here. We had so many helicopters, so many sirens, the military right here. You know, for 3 months, we dealt with so much in this part of Chicago. The neighborhood has changed drastically. Everything is boarded up. You go to mail a letter, there's mail thieves, you know, stealing letters out of mailboxes. So the artists have had to step up, and we are on the cutting edge of doing that right now. And I'm like, you know, like painting giant murals that I never used to do, and people would be coming out of their homes and saying, I haven't been out of my apartment in a month, and stuff like that. And like, there's just this bond going on, because, and this equilibrium has to do with, I think, if, you know, I mean, certain dedicated artists really, you know, evolving from history and previous things and then what's going on now. So there's something of this synchronicity happening, and we're using language. We want, you know, things like that to find solutions and make things better.
We'll be able to show all of the locale, if you will, where Maria's The Climb will be taking place, and with dates and times right on the website below this podcast. So have no fear, but we're going to spend as much of our time as we can together discussing what truly is and what this is really all about. And the art scene itself has certainly been, you know, fantastic in Chicago, a world-class place, but I found it interesting that you talked about, you know, in the locale being basically a location, cobblestone alleyway, yeah, showing pictures, original movies on the side of a wall in a cool alleyway that you'd see in a movie in Chicago. I mean, people, get off your couches and go take a look at this stuff. This is the real deal. Yes. This isn't just what you see on TV or what you see on the movies. Maria Tarabassi and her artist friends are bringing this to you live.
That's right. We are Pilsen Art Nation, and now we are Artists Build Language. We're, you know, we're like kind of an expansion thing, but at the same time, it is about, you know, sometimes people just being one-on-one, but the environment is this huge movie on the side of a building in, you know, the building that The Climb is in here at 555 West 18th Street, which is across the street from where our theater was torn down and very close to being across the street from where Humility Gallery was torn down, where 5,000 artists had performed between those two buildings. Well, this is like phoenixing from the ashes, you know? We are really making this happen. So as I was saying, people can talk one-on-one, but you're in a context of something very historical, a neighborhood that all of the immigrants came through this part of Pilsen. These are old buildings, 150 years old, that, you know, we want to preserve and make better. And you know, let our voices be heard and let people come in and say what they need to say.
Talking to Maria Tarabassi,
you know, express themselves.
Talking to Maria Tarabassi about the climb and what's coming up. And as you all, as you're well aware, you know, Kenosha was in the national news, and didn't you find it unique and interesting that it was art on plywood on windows that could potentially be broken? That was the one thing that brought Kenosha together, that my good friend Chris Wade and a lot of people were down there boarding up windows, yeah, priming plywood and saying, here you go. Now, probably not a whole lot of Maria Tarabassi's down there in terms of talent, but people who wanted to express themselves, people who were maybe sitting at home because of COVID or for various other reasons, feeling a little bit cooped up or feeling a little bit lost or feeling a little bit whatever, now I have the ability to go out there and show a little bit of what's inside them to say, hey, if nothing else, let's make these plywood boards look beautiful. Let's make these plywood boards give a message. Now, your art at The Climb obviously is art that is at a different level, but it still shows the way. It still is the message. It still gives the message of, hey, you're coming out of this dark place and you're climbing your way up the stairs, and up at the top of the fourth floor is going to be some beautiful things that, whether they're inside you, whether they're external, whether they're thoughts, whether they're deeds, whether they're actions, all of it, it's still happening. It's still there. And to be able to express oneself in any way, shape, or form, I think is becoming more and more and more important because of the fact that we're all kind of sitting around waiting for something to happen. A loudmouth like me, this is how I express myself. And I need to get back on it, not to hear myself talk, but to let people hear you talk. That's what I do, and I'm trying to express myself. And everybody wants to do that, and here is a perfect opportunity to go see it done at the highest level to be able to take whatever meaning you need to take out of it.
Okay, that was fantastic, I have to say. I'm so on the same page as what you're saying, and I think that the people of Kenosha getting out there and painting like that was, I went from tears to tears of joy to see that expression, to that beautiful naive art and intuitive art, and it's just something that you don't have to define. It just is what it is, and it was beyond words. You know, it moves people, and it has meaning. And I do believe that it brings people together in a special way. That was just incredible. Thank you for... I feel honored to even be in the same sentence as that outpouring of expression in Kenosha and the strength of Kenosha. I would say, Pat, that it is a little bit the responsibility of artists to anticipate some of these things, to have foresight and vision. And I'm really thankful. I feel blessed to be counted amongst maybe many artists in history who've been recognized for inspiring people and anticipating, you know, knowing that there are some inevitable things happening, like with Robata and the Inevitables. You know, I kind of saw this coming in a way, and, you know, I've been trying for years to get people to understand about manipulation and moral disengagement and how important it is to, you know, put your heart into your life and put your heart onto the canvas. And I don't know, I'm at a little bit of a loss for words because this is such a special time in history to take this pivotal moment, you know, here with Artist Build Language and Pilsen Art Nation and Igloo Vision 2020, you know, all of these things that are happening here in the Chicago Art District in Pilsen, east of Halsted, near the South Loop, near Soldier Field. You know, we're in the heartbeat of what is the heartland of the United States. And then that goes even further. This is the hub. You know, it's not just Manhattan. This is very much America here, you know. So it's been quite an experience to see all of your grocery stores and everything boarded up and your Best Buy's on fire and things like that, you know. So I do think there's an incredible parallel with this community, this immediate community, and Kenosha, and then it becomes the universal and question as well, you know.
Talking to Maria Terabasi about the climb coming up very, very soon, and it's odd because, I mean, I know your brothers well, I know quite a bit of your family well, and, you know, of all the people, it's like, I know you the least, probably, and it's like, and when I talk to you, it's as though we're kind of kindred spirits, because every time we communicate, mm-hmm. it's like we're kind of sort of on the same wavelength, and I don't know if that's how we're all wired or whatever the case may be, but I love it. And, you know, you made a very, very important point. It's like, if you now possess art that someone who lives in our society today can see or feel or interpret of what is going on in our world, not only do you have the ability to potentially, you know, become more popular than you already are, you have the potential to be able to heal. And it's weird because you could potentially help heal or engage or inspire something based on today's events that you may have painted 15 years ago. And that is a gift. That is rare. And that's why I get excited when you come to me with this kind of stuff. And I very much do appreciate the fact that you do come to me and ask for me to help push this out there, because that's rare. I mean, I love it. I do the sassy pants dance when I'm 6 months ahead of the curve. I'm sure you possess art that's 15 years ahead of the curve, and when people are doing that metaphorical climb, they're going to say, wow. And they could be saying wow about something that they're looking at today that you painted decades ago.
Well, that's interesting, because there is kind of a thing where, like, paintings in the background become the foreground, and it can happen as much to me, being an intuitive artist, as you know, electroexpressionism, I founded that and everything. You know, I myself am constantly discovering from this type of art process that is going on, you know. And yes, these paintings suddenly speak in a new way, and they thank you so much for saying about the healing aspect. And the thing about the healing aspect is, you know, it happens for different people in different ways. And sometimes it might be something that at first could be a tiny bit jarring, but then you look again and you see, wow, okay, that's why that abstract painting is called, you know, the pandemic abstract. And then suddenly you see something within there, this tiny figure holding a candle. Or you may never see that, or you may see it 10 years from now. And then, of course, sometimes people see things that I don't see in it, which is really... So there you have. It's engaging, you know. You're engaged in the art, but it sort of, it is a time for art, Pat, you know. It might not be a time for airlines right now, and I was talking to my sister Tina about this, but it is very much a time for art and music, because a lot of reasons, you know.
Maria Terabasi, oh, yes. She's got The Climb coming up down in Chicago, showing an original movie on the side of a building in a cobblestone alleyway with a four-story climb of some art that will blow your mind, maybe make your mind, put your mind at ease. One last thing before I let you go, and that is having the opportunity to get to talk to Tricia quite a bit with Ariana and Lily's Lemonade Stand, and went over there and had an opportunity to stand on the stoop and speak to your father for 20 minutes, which was absolutely glorious. Nice. to listen to Dom Jr. talk for 20 minutes. I said as little as possible and just let him ramble. It was just beautiful. But
yeah,
you know,
excellent.
People want to gravitate toward good people, and to you and to your family through the years, you know, you've had a humongous microscope / target as a group, and you know, there's no more first family of Kenosha than your family, and I just wanted to say from me to you and your family that, you know, I don't know that I would want to be a Terabasi, but every Terabasi I know is absolutely a top-notch person, and to be able to help you push this along just kind of out of the blue has really been great, and it's really been fulfilling for me, only because I can't draw a stick man. I know I'm intelligent enough to interpret art with the best of them. I mean, that to me is like Christmas morning. If you say, what do you see here, and you actually want to know what I see there, I'll go as deep as you want me to go, but that doesn't mean I can draw a stick man. I need people like you to bring that out, to put that on the wall, to say, hey, this is something different. This is more. Maybe this is less, but to be able to speak to an artist that actually knows how to manipulate paint on a canvas into something that 10 different people can see 10 different things, and the majority of it positive, is a rare gift. And that's why it's important for me to give you as much of my support as possible, because while I don't possess art ability, I do possess artistic features, and this is my art form, and I'm more than happy to bring you into a part of it. But people need to get out there, and they need to see what people like you and what you can produce, and appreciate it, and go through it, and walk through it, walk those four flights of stairs, look at every single thing. And I think the greatest thing you said is art in the background eventually becomes art in the foreground. Do not wait on this, people. This is the real deal, and you want to go down into the heartbeat of America and check this out.
Yeah, this is the core here. You know, this is the poetry of color. This is the poetry of texture. This is the poetry of line. These things are what give us our culture, give us our core, our essence, our spirit. And I'm happy to be amongst other artists, like our giant dragon puppet was designed by and built by Laura Gilmore. Suzanne Weaver does some incredible stuff. Rhett Johnson, you know, another Chicago artist, and Brandon Skiza, intricate work, very five highly compatible, extremely different artists that are expressing something. And it is definitely art does need to be appreciated the way you appreciate it. We know it's a gift. We keep going. You know, artists, every artist I've known in history has some kind of self-doubt and philosopher. It's wonderful to have the reciprocation that you're speaking of. And it strengthens everybody's lives, I believe. And of course, you know, Pat, one of the cool things when I see in my family, my nieces and nephews doing wonderful art, and I did art with them, and how they appreciate art and communicate that, it's moving. It's really something fulfilling, and it's really something that, you know, I want to share with people at the climb. And if people want to come in and it's just a totally silent experience, that's okay too. It's, you know, you bring yourself to that thing.
It's beautiful. I will make sure that we get it all posted up and as much information to people as we is humanly possible. I think this is something that deserves as much attention as we could possibly give it. And we as Kenosians know you, know your family, and certainly want to potentially get involved in this more. Maria Terabassi, I thank you so much for reaching out to me and sharing this with me. And we will have this thing posted up soon.
Wonderful, Pat. I appreciate it so much. And as always, appreciate when you're lucid and describe things so well. It's wonderful to talk to you again.
All right, we'll talk soon. Hey, I got a podcast now. We could do this all the time if we want to. So the next time you get something cool that's happening that needs some promotion, I'm your guy.
Awesome, Pat. Excellent. Thank you. And go Pack.
Go Pack. Have a great day.
Go Pack. You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, Kenosha Sports.